I'm Zachary Turner. Trees can tell us a lot from the stories etched into their bark. One Charlotte artist has captured some of those stories through a series of drawings he hopes will connect folks to nature and the effects of climate change. I visited his home last week for an impromptu art lesson.
So, see, it's a little lighter.
Will Bosbyshell leans against a cherry tree in his backyard, shading a piece of paper. He's a professional artist who's been working in Charlotte for 30 years.
So I'm just rubbing the pencil sideways to have it sharpened with a long point. And I'm just gradually trying to rub it on the paper without poking the paper, the tree, through the paper.
A ghostly image appears, almost like an ultrasound. This is the beginning of a process that might take a long afternoon, or several months. Some of Bosbyshell's drawings stand taller than me.
And that's 3 feet by 6 feet. This one was quite a challenge to rub on the tree because trees have branches that come out this way and I didn't want to poke a hole in the paper.
But that was part of the appeal. He started drawing trees because of their complexity. The impressions often reveal features Bosbyshell didn't see before. In one drawing he showed me, cross-hatched cuts marked the tree. They didn't know what they were until an entomologist saw his drawing.
He said this is bugs eating. A certain type of beetle eating into the bark where there's a little break.
It looks like scratches.
I thought it was scratches.
Bark beetles and fallen limbs aren't the only features Bosbyshell has noticed. The trees also record their interactions with humans.
So the tree is alive, and then all of a sudden it starts to die, and the bark gets eaten off by that acid rain up in the Smoky Mountains.
Climate change may not cause acid rain, but they are related. Refining oil and burning fossil fuels like coal or natural gas releases sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides. Acid rain occurs when those gases mix with water in the atmosphere.
I really am, you know, moved by trying to get people to take the, you know, climate a little bit more seriously. And I was hoping this would be the way to sneak climate into people's lives a little bit, because everyone likes trees.
He started asking people to write down their favorite tree memory at his installations. He collected the responses and put them into a collage.
Some are by kids, you know, so cloud watching with my dad under a tree. Some are very, you know, romantic. I proposed under a tree. Some are moving. Some are goofy, yeah. You know.
Bosbyshell will display his work as part of Charlotte Earth Day. The event will feature performances, presentations, and art installations for all ages. Charlotte Earth Day founder Hardin Miner said this year's theme is Creative Earth.
I mean, look at the seasons. Look at spring blooming now. You know, nature is the ultimate artist.
The exhibits will include Bosbyshell's memory tree project. Miner recalled sharing his tree memory, the time his brother Peter climbed a tree in his backyard when they were growing up. His father had just gone to call the fire department to get Peter down when he fell from the tree and...
Peter landed on this backyard moss and he bounced. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm sort of writing this information on this card and I'm weeping and remembering, you know, that Peter survived.
For Bosbyshell, that emotional reaction is kind of the point.
It's just so personal. People, we get such a... We all have trees in our yard. We have trees, you know, in our neighborhood, by our school.
Folks will be able to participate in the Memory Tree Project and see Bosbyshell's work on April 12th at the Independent Picture House. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.